Okay, so I'm going to do a little ranty podcast here. I am not even sure if it is enough for an episode, but I'm just going to go for it. So there is this expression that people started to use, as far as I can see, a few months ago, and the expression is framework. So I'm an architect, structural engineer, and it doesn't mean anything to me. And everybody who says the word framework means something else, and I am left absolutely and completely clueless what it is that they mean. Because in the context that they speak, it's a vague concept. So I have been digging, and I have been finding examples of people who would teach something that has any relevance to me, to kind of find out what the heck framework means. And it still doesn't make any sense. So why am I sharing this? So what does it matter to you? What does it have to do with the price of tea in China? Probably a lot. I know it sounds weird because most of the time I dismiss things that they don't have anything to do with the price of tea in China, but this one does. So what am I talking about? In a world that is designed to dupe you, to create emotions in you that make you act on the emotions completely, not looking in reality, completely obsessively, completely knee-jerk reaction way, using words that don't mean anything, or you think they mean something and they don't mean that, are the tools. It is words that make you duped. And this particular word, framework, is designed to want what they have, even though you have no idea what it is. But it sounds like a magical word. I learned from Frank Kern, I don't know how many years ago, a decade ago, that the way to create yourself expert status and a status for your program is to start speaking a language that only the insiders understand, or even them they don't. And framework is a word like that. So whenever you hear somebody say a word that doesn't seem to mean anything, but they use it with extreme confidence and a certain air of superiority, run. Go as far from the person as you can. Now, it just so happens that there is one person whose book I am reading right now. Whatever, Russell Brunson. He actually knows what it means to him. He's the first person that I met who knew what it meant to them. Now, between you and me, it's still not a good word for what he is using for. But when you look at his diagrams, you actually see something very similar to my aqueduct type bridge, where you take them from one, like through one expanse, one arch to the next pillar, etc., until you can take them to the end result. And that's really what he means, and that's what he means by framework. Now, is that a framework? I mean, in a way, yes. Is that how other people mean it? Not at all. Okay? One of my teachers calls it the transformational ladder. I like that more. I may have to invent my own terminology to become an expert, you know? Expert with followers. I may do that and I may not. I haven't decided yet. But I just wanted you to know that people use funky or fascinating or nonsensical words to dupe you. Okay, this is it for now. Thanks. Bye.